The Gladiator Fire burned over 16,000 acres in a mountainous part of Prescott National Forest last May, and recent monsoon storms have meant a large amount of rain falling in a short amount of time. High slopes, a lack of vegetation due to the fire, and heavy rain can mean landslides.
This road continues to get hammered. God, I can't believe it.
Look at this. I thought you were supposed to go up the road, not the drainage dam.
The job of making sure that doesn't happen belongs to Prescott National Forest's Burn Area Emergency Response Team, or BEAR. Team soil specialist Dave Moore and road engineer Daniel Salcido recently surveyed the burn area to make sure that the team's recent efforts are working and to assess what needs to be done in the future. The first stop is a roadside creek bed that is under repair after a recent storm. On this trip, the normally dry waterway was a few inches deep and was filled with fresh soil and small rocks. Dave Moore.
So it's transported all this sediment through the system and it deposits it. Again, you can look here. It's overloading the system. It can't flush at all through the system.
Erosion that normally takes place over years or even decades can happen in hours in post-wildfire conditions. The best way to prevent this rapid-paced erosion is to slow down the water so it can be absorbed. This is most frequently done by adding quick-growing plants. Moore refers to these plants as cover.
So what cover does is you put cover on there. When the raindrop falls from the sky, it hits some type of cover, and that dissipates the energy, and it gradually allows it to go in the soil.
The BEAR team's first job was to determine the parts of the burn area that were considered high risk. That's where rapid erosion or a landslide could cause damage to county-owned roads or power lines or private property. These areas were first treated with barley seed dropped from airplanes. Then mulch was released over the seed from helicopters. Moore says the mulch is essential.
So as our mulch starts petering out, you know, it decomposes or oxidizes, we start getting our grass seed coming.
The mulch decays within months, enough time for the seed to take root. Then the seed gives way to more natural grasses and small shrubs. And the hope is these shrubs will eventually give way to pine trees again. The next stop was to the top of a steep slope that overlooks the community of Crown King. This slope is not only prime for landslides, but so steep that it was hard to figure out how to treat it. Moore decided to go with the aerial treatment because there weren't too many other options. And he likes what he sees.
The landscape. What we like is random vegetation like this. Good job, Danny!
The final stop is a patch of land on the road out of the forest. It was completely untouched by the Gladiator fire, but it shows the forest's future. In 2008, the Lane 2 fire burned a large portion of land that sits almost adjacent to where the Gladiator fire burned. Part of the burned area sits just above Horse Thief Lake. In order to protect the lake from rapid soil erosion, this area was treated in a similar fashion to what is being done to parts of the Gladiator fire.
Before it was like the initial site we were at, like nothing but annuals. The annuals have petered out and now we got perennials that have replaced it.
The treatment worked. Horse Thief Lake was protected from the loose sediment that a fire creates. And as far as they can tell, the fish, plants, and birds that rely on the lake are healthy. Moore, Salcido, and the rest of the BEAR team hope that their work will be just as successful in the area burned by the Gladiator fire. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Zach Ziegler.